Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. Well, this is about the United Kingdom recognizing Palestine. And there's now a fierce debate about whether doing so would be lawful. The Republic of Ireland recognized Palestine, and somehow that's not unlawful. Well, maybe I'm wrong. So, short answer is I don't know. Another thing is I'm not a lawyer, but they can't agree on these things. That's one thing I've discovered about law is obviously it's so unclear, it was so debatable, because the very law, to my mind, suggests certainty, but often it depends, and it's things are reasonable, there's proportionality, and there's a certain elasticity to law. If it was that clear cut, there wouldn't be that much of a profession. It'd just be very straightforward, and we wouldn't need people to argue about it or write legal opinions and things like that. Just have to decide the facts, apply the law, almost a machine could do it, and that would be it. Now, obviously, the Zionist lobby have claimed that it's unlawful. Funny that they don't mind that the state of Israel breaking international law, humanitarian law, and its own law on an absolutely gross scale every single day. Genocide, no legal problem about that. But recognizing Palestine, somehow 143 sovereign states have done it. And has any court anywhere in the world ever ruled it illegal? I don't think so. So you'd think the default setting would be that it is legal to recognize it. The United Kingdom is entitled to determine its foreign policy, which would mean the recognition or indeed the derecognition of sovereign states. I don't know what the limitation to that is, but I realize it's a little bit tricky. Yes, there's the right of centered self-determination. Now, Woodrow Wilson propounded that one as part of his 14 points in January 1918. Now, the United Kingdom didn't quite accept at the time, but now it's achieved broad acceptance. It's mentioned in the Charter of the United Nations and then the UN's International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, saying a people have the right to self-determination. Now, the trouble is, what is a people? Are the Palestinians a people? Are they part of the Arab people or what? And the Zionists say, oh, the Palestinians are an invented people. But a people or a nation have to begin sometime and may well indeed end. Nationhood might have an end point as well. The right to self-determination. So what's the self? Does that include Gaza and the West Bank? Does it include the whole of Israel? Is that Palestine too? The sub-Palestinians would say, and so forth, and determination, and they decide this how, through a referendum on an election or what, or just what if some leaders sign a document? Anyway, so by recognizing Palestine, this would be an affirmation of Palestinian self-determination. There's a Palestinian National Charter in about 1960 saying, yeah, Palestine is an independent nation, it's part of the Arab family. But it is a nation and so on. And anyone whose father is Palestinian is also Palestinian. Notably, it's not matrilineal, and so forth. So it's got observer status in the United Nations. It's got international sports teams, a flag, an anthem. It's got all these accoutrements of a nation and/or a state. So part of the two-state solution. Now that has been British policy for decades. Indeed, it's the policy of the United States since at least the Clinton administration, which began in 1993. So that is meant to be the permanent solution to the Israel-Palestine conflict. And even Israel's played along with this. But then Benjamin Netanyahu has said, no, I'm very proud that I prevented the establishment of Palestinian state. They can never ever have a state. Why not? Why are the Israelis allowed it and the Palestinians not? Are they subhuman? I reckon he honestly believes they are subhuman. That is why he's so vicious. He's conscienceless and really has no pity at all for the mass murder of Palestinian civilians. Will speak with such pathos about the suffering of Israelis now, and I don't want them to suffer, but the Palestinians just don't count. He's just got no empathy for them. Wow, he's that absolutely horrifically evil. And genocide, it always begins with dehumanization. That the other people, for some reason, we don't have to feel sorry for them. That ethnicity, people of that color, of that religion, or what that social status, or whatever, or that age, they're not even human. So they deserve not the least consideration. We can slaughter them without compunction. And of course, the Palestinians would feel the same about Israelis and/or Jews. I'm not saying that's most Palestinians. Anyway, so Netanyahu's always tried to make this impossible. Now more about the legality of it. Okay, so this gives the United Kingdom a sort of diplomatic ace, but I noticed the very careful and cunning use of Lexis by Sir Keir Starmer, he'd know how to do it, that will recognize Palestine unless Israel takes substantive steps to end the appalling situation. Okay, substantive steps. What are the substantive steps? Obviously, that's set out. Send in more food. How much more food? A ceasefire, how long? One day, a month, a year, or what? Does it have to be absolute? Will it be restricted to no aerial bombardment, but still ground attacks, or what? So there's the constructive ambiguity. He's built that in. There's a stretchiness to the language. He can claim these are steps are substantive, even if people say they're not. How much is enough? We don't know. And I can't remember. There was something else which was deliberately vague, allowing him some wiggle room, some latitude, so he could back out of the recognition of Palestine, saying that Israel had achieved compliance with his demands. So the United Kingdom has a sense of being following the crowd. You know, France has done it, Canada had done it, not exactly viciously anti-Semitic states, and it's one of the few tools they have to persuade the Israelis to return to negotiations in good faith and actually stop starving Palestinians to death. So there's an international consensus that Palestine is a sovereign state. It's had that non-member observer status since 2012. It's not been able to get into the United Nations really because of the American veto. So other countries that want to curry favor with the USA take that, and the considerations against it are mostly just being cowed by the USA, that there will be pushback, there might be some tariffs. So in 2014, in the House of Commons, a high majority of members of Parliament voted to recognize Palestine, and that is the majority viewpoint in the United Kingdom. The majority is obviously sometimes wrong. There can be majority bigotry. Bear in mind, 2014, there was a conservative majority at the time. If you take away the conservatives, it's a very high majority. And now, obviously, the Conservative Party is very weak. So it'd be a very, very high majority of the House of Commons would support this. And partly Starmer's doing it because his own Labour backbench are demanding it. Oh, some people have said it was too early, it ought to be part of the end of a peace process, but wait a second, that's supposedly the end of the 90s. The reason peace hasn't been achieved is really the Israeli illegal occupation against the will of the United Nations of the West Bank and these constant attacks into Gaza, treating as a huge prison camp, and racism and oppression by the Zionists. Okay, so premature recognition. The Montevideo Convention, as enshrined in the capital of Uruguay, 1933, said that to recognize a state, there has to be a defined territory. Well, Palestine's got its borders. Now, there are some Palestinians who'd like to claim historic Palestine, which is now called Israel. And permanent population, well, definitely they've lived there for centuries. In Gaza and the West Bank, and okay, some had to move from other places. The one thing is, how about the Israeli illegal immigrants in the West Bank? Are they permanent or not? That's debatable. Effective government, well, the Palestinian Authority is somewhat effective over a small part of the West Bank. Okay, in as much as it's not effective government, that's because of the Israelis murdering so many Palestinians and making it impossible. Capacity to enter relations, well, it definitely does have the capacity to enter relations, and indeed it has diplomatic relations with the majority of the world. So it's only because of what Israel's doing that it's not further. Okay, so the Palestinian territories are divided, but so what? I mean, Pakistan was divided by a hostile India, was still a sovereign state. And as much as Palestine doesn't fulfill the criteria, that's because what the Israelis are doing, which is then giving them a stranglehold of the situation, that they have a veto, which is unfair. So some people say that it weakens peace negotiations. Well, I mean, I don't think so. Israel's done everything to destroy them. What are the final issues? How about the return of refugees? Well, I don't think this makes that impossible at all. Or Jerusalem. But Palestine and Israel both claim Jerusalem as their capital. Although actually, obviously, when the United Nations established Israel, they said it's to be the shared capital, but under United Nations administration. Well, that's never happened. People say it's rewarding terrorism. Well, it's not. It's rewarding Israeli terrorism not to recognize Palestine. This is preposterous. And obviously, Israel was founded partly because of Zionist terrorists attacking the lawful authority at the time, which had the League of Nations mandate for Palestine, the British authorities, and so on. So it's really a rewarding extremism not to recognize Palestine. Yes, it will impair relations with Israel, but you know, so what? You've got to do the morally right thing. Anyway. So people say we should wait till there's a peace deal. Well, there have been numerous peace deals, but Israel scuppered them all. So anyway, I don't doubt that it is legal. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecalis792.com. Goodbye.